as I used to be. Oh ho ho, yeah. Da 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 da. 2 o'clock straight up. It's the Carton Show with Big Matt. Great to have you here. Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton. Got a great show for you today. Look, I recognize right out of the gate that a lot of you are distracted right now. There's a line out the door of most ShopRites right now. It's not just for milk. It's not just for eggs and bread. I know every liquor store has got a line out the door right now. No work on Monday. No school on Monday. No work on Tuesday. No school on Tuesday. But you know what you do have today? You know what you do have today? While we're all focused on Snowmageddon that's coming into the Tri-State area, you got yourself a baseball team in Queens, everybody. Yeah. And yes, you can nitpick it if you want. Sure, why not? You could be a Debbie Downer like everyone was throughout a show today. Sure, why not? But the New York Mets delivered for their fan base this offseason. The New York Mets did, quote unquote, your words, not mine, what they had to do. Mm-hmm. The New York Mets didn't sit on their asses, sit on their hands and say, oh, woe is me. We didn't get Kyle Tucker. I guess we're just going to win 70 games this year and try to win next year. The New York Mets got active. Now, look, you can certainly debate. Did they give up too much to get a guy for 1 year last time they got the Peralta deal done? But that's not how real fans think about their favorite teams. Because real fans, guys like me with the Knicks and Jets, guys like you with the Giants and the Yankees, we're not worried about 2 years from now. We can only worry about what our favorite teams do in the next season that they are going to play. So, I am Mr. Positive today. If you're a diehard Met fan, is it perfect? Probably not. But is it what he promised you? 100% yes. Congratulations. You got yourself a starting pitcher.
Oh, are they crowing today, Craig?
I think, well, it's funny.
I think Met fans are crowing
today. I thought so, too, until one thing. Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. So last night, you know, Twitter blows up. Yeah. As I'm going to bed, I'm like, oh, my God, they got Peralta. I thought that was great. From a Met fan perspective. And you can't be critical of the fact that they got a badass defensive center fielder. You know, they get a guy with a great stick and Bichetta's going to play third base. And now you got a legitimate starting pitcher who's money good, one-year deal, and then we'll find out what they decide to do with him afterwards. But I thought Met fans were crowing about it. And then I did what some New Yorkers do. At 10 o'clock this morning, I turned on WFAN. And I love Tiki. I don't know Sean that well, but love Sean. Why not?
Great guy.
But I know Evan well. And I wanted to hear the arrogant, you know, somewhat snarty Evan Roberts. We're better than the Yankees. The Mets killed it. What a great offseason. They delivered on their promise. They rebuilt the entire franchise in one offseason. We are good enough to win a World Series. And I turned it on at 10 o'clock. And I did not get that.
No.
I got worry. I got fear. I got loathing. I got a guy that was not thrilled about it, and then it dawned on me. I know why. Because last night, Evan Roberts took his beautiful younger son to Madison Square Garden, even though I told the entire audience and Evan personally, this is an unwinnable game for the Brooklyn Nets. It's going to be a blowout. And it was a glorious blowout. And that's why Evan's such a Debbie Downer today.
That's what it was?
I think so.
The reaction to the Net game.
Congratulations, Met fans.
Listen, it is a congratulatory day. There's no doubt. It's a good move. They needed a guy at the top of the rotation. They went out and got him. It is a price that's not comfortable paying. Like, it is two of your top five prospects for a guy that is on a one-year deal.
Yep.
And as much as Met fans want to talk about how the owner can spend money and clearly the narrative around the casino and all that nonsense, he's here to win. He's here to spend money. He has it. He's willing to do so. But there is still the narrative that the one thing they haven't been willing to do is give starting pitching long-term contracts.
Okay.
Right? So the idea is it feels like as of right now, this is a one-year deal for a top starting pitcher who is a 5-6 inning pitcher. He's not one of these guys
that goes
8-9. He's not a horse, but he's excellent. He's very, very good. He is a legitimate top of the rotation guy, and it changes the feeling of the entire offseason from, you know, what are they going to be to now you feel pretty darn confident.
I think the
they've impacted
a good team.
The starting rotation. They're a good team, and to me, that's the number one thing. I don't know if they're going to be better on paper. Like last year, I think they'll win more games than they did last year. Last year was a disastrous year.
Right.
But if you look at it, to me, like, are they going to be better than last year? Are this team on paper, is it better than the previous iteration of it with Nimmo and with Alonso and with McNeil and with Diaz as the closer, I don't know if they're better. We're going to find out if they're better. But what they did do in one season, because they looked at it and recognized there's an issue with this team, now it's quite clear. They wanted to change the Mets, whether it's because David Stearns wanted to do it in his image or because they actually recognized there was an issue inside the group.
Yeah.
Whatever the reason is, they decided to break it down to the dismay of a lot of Met fans. And there was a concern about how can you revamp a team in one season and get it back to what was projected to be one of the better teams in the NL that was for the first half of the season that went to the NLCS 2 years ago. How do you get it back there in one offseason? And I think they've done a remarkable job in being able to completely reshuffle the lineup,
yeah,
completely reshuffle the team, and get it back to being a team that you think can be as good as last year's team hope was.
Look.
But that doesn't mean, I do want to say this, though.
Yeah.
Like, I do think we need to take a step back.
Wow.
The Met fan today should be excited that they have figured out a way to make you feel good about the team.
Yeah, they got rid of all the white guys.
I mean, they changed the dynamic of the team many different ways.
I know. Okay? Look, we got rid of guys that the Met fan base loved, right? Yeah. The Met fan base loved.
But more than that, a team that you didn't.
But the reality, but that you, team never won anything.
Exactly.
So,
right.
Like, to me, it's funny. Like, we all love the notion and the concept of homegrown guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Yankees obviously were built on that in the mid 90s.
Yes.
The New York Mets are trying to capture that type of flavor as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that you'd rather win. You don't care who you win with. You
right.
don't care if you have mercenaries. Like, if Peralta comes in here and only plays 1 year for the Mets, but the Mets win the World Series,
well, of course.
Awesome.
Yeah, but what if they don't?
But if they do, so,
you
but
just gave away two of your top five prospects.
Yeah, but
prospects.
See, you're not going to differ on this, I think.
Yeah.
And you're more of a baseball insider than me.
I don't have a problem with the deal, but you can't make it seem like it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, but I think
there are two sides to it.
Yes, there are, and I acknowledge that. I think there are some Met fans, like Evan's one of them,
yeah,
where did we give up too much for a guy that might only pitch for us for 1 year? I understand that conversation.
And is the team good enough to win that World Series
about? Team has not been good enough to win a World Series the old way. And that's proof in the pudding because they didn't win a World Series the old way. So you get rid of Pete Alonso. Everyone goes crazy. I can't believe you didn't bring Pete back. As much as I adore Pete Alonso and Met fans love him like David Wright, Pete Alonso never won a damn thing for the Mets. And Brandon Nimmo. We loved Brandon Nimmo for a short period of time. And then, you know, maybe we didn't love him as much in the last year and a half. Brandon Nimmo didn't win a damn thing with the New York Mets.
Right.
So, yes, the Mets recognize that we're going to have to make some tough decisions that the fan base might not like on the surface,
yep,
because they adore those guys and they love the concept of homegrown guys, guys that played the majority, if not their entire career here. But it's got to be about winning. See, fans can't have it both ways. Either we're trying to win or just trying to have guys we like watching because they're our guys. David Stearns did something that's very hard to do, in my opinion at least. He rebuilt the franchise in a single offseason.
Yeah.
This will be a completely different style of baseball than what you've gotten used to. It does not guarantee success. And when he has his press conference at 4 o'clock, he's not going to tell you, I guarantee you a playoff berth, a World Series, or anything like that. He's going to say, I think we're a better team today than we were yesterday. And as a Met fan, I think you celebrate it. Now, I'm not going to try to sit here today and tell you I know a lot about Jet Williams. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But here's the reality. Neither do you. He's a name that you've heard talked about, a top 100 prospect, one of our best prospects. But the reality is that a prospect is just that.
I get it. Yeah.
I am trying to win now. And yes, if Sproat or Jet become world-class baseball players,
right,
and Milwaukee wins five consecutive division titles and a couple World Series, we can look back on it and go, you're a lousy general manager. You screwed us. But we don't know that yet. So I'm going to be positive.
Yeah.
The New York Mets today are a better baseball team than they were yesterday.
Right.
And I don't know why we always have to try to find the freaking negative aspect or angle to a story. This is simple, folks. The New York Mets are a better baseball team today for this year than they were yesterday. You should enjoy it. You should celebrate it. And that's where I'm at.
Well, I think we all agree with that.
Okay.
Other than the idea, like, you don't, I don't know what Jet Williams is going to be, but I know the value attached to a prospect of his elk. Like, I know what the value is. There's still value for these guys.
They got Peralta. That's the value.
I know for 1 year. Again, I like the move. I don't want to say I don't because they needed it desperately. But there is a second side to this. And the entire offseason in general, like, to me, I look at it, and I know Yankee fans look at this offseason and think it's a disgrace, right? And now Met fans look at this.
For the Yankees.
The Yankee offseason for Yankee fans is a disgrace. And for the Mets right now, it feels like it's this great offseason. I view them very similarly. I think both teams did what they had to do. The Yankees viewed their team differently.
So how's that a negative?
It's not a negative.
Right.
Right.
So, like, if you said, and I wasn't with you at the time.
Because I was told yesterday, it was like, oh, they did what they had to do. That doesn't make me moist.
No,
right?
But look, doing what you had to do is smart and what fans expect.
Right.
That doesn't make you moist necessarily.
Right.
Like, you want to go out there, you want to get everybody. I want to get the best player in every position available.
Right.
I think the New York Mets are better. And here's the other reality, and I think a lot of people are missing the forest for the trees. Let's say Peralta has a career year. All right, he'll be, what, 30 years old? Am I right on that?
Yep.
So a 30-year-old pitcher coming off a career year. Let's say he's a Cy Young finalist this year. Like 22 wins,
okay.
An ERA just under 3, and he's your ace, and he doesn't get hurt, and he averages 6 2/3 an outing, and it's awesome. Guess what? You can re-sign him, too.
You can.
So for the moment, it is a rental. He's a mercenary for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have the richest owner in the sport, and I have a guy that goes out there and lives up to the billing and excels and kills it and becomes a rock star, why is everyone so worried about losing that guy when you have more money than anyone else to pay that guy?
The Mets have not given those guys long-term contracts.
Well, maybe things will change. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I'm happy today. You're not going to talk me out of that.
I'm not trying to talk you out of being happy.
It seems like you're trying to bring me down today.
I'm just saying that there is a nuance to the conversation.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, yesterday, Mets fans should have been upset.
Yes.
Today, they should be thrilled.
I think so, yes.
Peralta changes the complete aspect of the entire offseason for you.
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay.
I think it changes the entire offseason.
Okay.
I think, and I'll tell you something else. For everybody, and look, it's the majority of people, so I'm not putting any one person on blast on this, but let's be honest about it. Up until last night, Met fans were cruel to David Stearns. Met fans wanted him fired. He's a small market guy with a small market mentality.
Mm-hmm.
We made a mistake. They were attacking Stearns left and right, left and right. And now David Stearns delivers on his promise for this offseason. Now, there might be another small move coming.
What was the promise?
The promise
was we're going to be better. Are they better?
I think so.
Yeah, but I don't know how you could say that.
Well, I
don't know how you could say the Mets are definitively better today.
I was told yesterday they've got the best defense up the middle of a baseball field.
They got a very good defense up the middle.
You have a good defensive second baseman, Simeon. You know what Lindor is.
Yeah.
And you told me yesterday, a rock star defensively in center field. That's
a
dominant
defense.
Up the middle defense.
Yeah, they got good defense up the middle.
I was told yesterday, and I agreed with it, that the top three batters in their order are as good or better than every franchise not named the Dodgers.
Yeah, I said that to you.
So to me, it sounds like the New York Mets are going to be a pretty damn good baseball team. I'm not going to poo-poo that.
I'm not saying they're going to be.
I might even start rooting for them again.
Last year, they were projected to be one of the best baseball teams.
Okay, so they didn't live up to expectations.
Right, exactly.
I think this team's better than last year's team.
I mean, we'll see. They could be.
I can't guarantee it.
No, but they're not definitely.
I didn't say that.
They're a completely different team. And it is remarkable that he was able to do it in one offseason. I give them incredible. I did not envision a path where they could feel like they're just as good as last year or better. Going in off one season with all the dramatic changes
they
made. I didn't see that path.
You know why?
They were able to find that path, and I applaud them. But let's not, I don't think they're overly that much better than last year. Going into the offseason, you knew they needed a top-of-the-rotation pitcher. That was a must. The offseason would be a failure without
it. But they got him.
Now they got it. I agree.
Pitching staff better?
It absolutely does.
That's
what they had to do.
Yeah, but I'm not right? But
so now, and they also lost a lot of home runs. They lost a lot of the middle of their order.
Yes, they did.
They had to go replace it. Who'd they replace it with? Marcus Semien, who had a 600 OPS last year. An outfielder in Luis Robert, who had a 600 OPS last year. A Polanco, who had one good year last year, a miserable two years ago, who's never played first base before in his life. Bichette, who's absolutely terrific hitter.
Yep.
So they've lost terrific hitters. They got back one terrific hitter and a couple of guys you hope can now perform.
Yes.
I like what they've done. It is a very nice offseason. It's a very busy offseason, but they chose to break up last year's team and jettison multiple players. They had to bring back other players to get that good
again.
But
here's the deal.
Are they going to be that good? I don't know, but have a chance to be. And doing that off one offseason is incredible.
Obviously, nobody knows. I can't sit here and guarantee anything.
Right.
Right, I thought last year's team was going to be better, and on June 15th,
bingo,
it looked like they might be the best team in the National League.
Bingo.
And then they fell off a cliff. But yeah, I can't play that game with you. You can't challenge me on, prove that they're better. I can't. I just think that last year's team, which still had a core group of guys that we've had for 3, 4, 5 years, never won a damn thing.
I get that.
So the notion that team was all of a sudden going to win, they changed it because they recognized this core group of players never won and had a terribly disappointing year last year, right? Yes. Barely 500. Mm-hmm. Did not make the postseason when everybody makes the postseason.
Right.
So they did something about it. Now, yes, I cannot sit here and tell you that it's a guaranteed lock that they win 90 games this year, fight for the division title, and have a home playoff game. But I think that what they did is smart. Sure. I appreciate the aggressiveness to get it done. And they didn't just sit back and go, well, everybody likes Brandon Nimmo and Jeff McNeil and Pete Alonso, so we're just going to run it back again.
No, I get it.
You run it back when you win, which is a complaint you have about the Yankees. Right. The Yankees are running something back that did not result in a World Series championship.
Right.
That's what Yankee fans are saying.
That's what Yankee fans
are saying. Today's a day to enjoy. Today's a day to enjoy the fact that while the Mets sat back and took all the slings and arrows from loud mouths on the radio and tough guys on trains and subways, the Mets said, we don't hear you because we have a plan, and they delivered on their plan. And I think more teams need to do what the Mets did this offseason. Have a plan, deliver on that plan, and try to make your team better.
Yeah, but
that's all.
I agree with all of that.
There you go.
But the point is that did they make it better? That's the question.
I can't answer that.
I know, but that's that. But
we're going to wait till March, end of March, when they start playing.
But if they would have kept the same team, if they would have brought back Pete Alonso, brought back Brandon Nimmo, did all that, and then added Peralta?
Yeah.
I can definitively tell you they're better.
Why?
Because it's the same team and they added Peralta. They have completely changed up their team.
Yeah, I think it's better.
Is the mix going to be better?
I'll tell you what
That's
we'll
the
do.
Question.
Here's what we'll do.
It could be.
I make you a promise. I'll stay here till October 5th of next year.
Right.
Of this year.
Okay.
All right, on October 5th, we can replay this and we can see if the Mets are better.
Right.
Because maybe they won't be.
Right.
Maybe they will be.
I agree.
But I can't guarantee it. I can't answer that. Now, you know that.
No, I know.
I have
but
no
if you
idea
did,
what the Mets are going to be.
No,
None whatsoever. I know. Pete Alonso, another year older, might have batted 210 this year.
Right.
And hit 30 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
That could have happened, right?
Absolutely.
Brandon Nimmo might have lost a step in his 30s.
He's already started to lose
right.
a step.
So that might not have been as good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that the Mets made a decision as a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just going to sit back. And if we can grab one guy, we'll just take one guy, and maybe the fans will enjoy that.
No, they completely revamped the entire team.
And I love that.
I don't disagree.
I love it.
I don't disagree.
I love it.
I think it's great, but I'm just saying, all they did was
get rid of the white guys.
I told you that. Break down one team and build up another.
Great.
Like, that's what they did.
And I applaud it.
Amazing they did it in one season, but we got to still wait to see what the ultimate result
is.
We have
no choice but to
wait. I understand that, but it's not like what I'm saying. The Dodgers added Tucker to a World Series champion.
Yes.
They're better. The Mets broke down a team,
rebuilt
a new one.
Yes.
We're going to find out.
Yes.
And Peralta helps
we have no choice.
I understand we have no choice. But my point is, there could have been a way to definitively say this team is better.
You know what I think you need? I think you need a couple days all by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just have like a big snowstorm
where
you get trapped in a hotel room without your family, you and your thoughts all by yourself.
No, but this is what you do.
That's what you need.
Yesterday I was trying to tell you, hey, look, this is a decent move, right?
Yeah.
It's money move, but they got a good outfielder.
Which move is that?
The Luis Robert
deal. Oh, the Robert deal,
They added Bichette.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance this lineup can be good.
Yeah.
What'd you tell me?
I don't know.
They're going to have to win games 3-1.
That's right.
Right.
And then you said, or they're going to lose games 8-2.
I said the starting pitching needs, they can't. It's not an option. They need a better pitcher in the rotation. They went out and got it.
Yes.
Right. So the lineup is still the same lousy lineup that you said they would be yesterday. So I'm trying to tell you, let's find out what this team is. I like that they changed everything. It is an unbelievable job to go out there and revamp the entire team all in one season. It's an unbelievable job to be able to accomplish that. But we still got to see which version of this Mets is better. The team that won 101 games 2 years ago or 3 years ago, went to the NLCS 2 years ago, or the team that only won 83 games and got beat out by the Cincinnati Reds, or this new version of the New York Mets.
888.
But they did what they had to do.
888-808-1019. That's the phone number to join. I thought they were just going to be like a positive Thursday.
It is
positive.
I didn't
realize that we're going to be battling out of the gate, but that's all good. It's all
positive.
Good. I think these same conversations are probably happening in offices across the tri-state area.
You asked why Evan is feeling the
because
way Evan's feeling.
Because he's miserable, that's why.
No, because this
I know Evan a long time.
Is the team
he's
good
a
enough,
miserable sports fan.
Is the team here's the
like
the,
a lot of you people, you're miserable.
The argument I'm making.
And frankly, I have no place in my life for your misery. Like, it's like if they don't do anything, they suck. Yeah. And if they do something, oh, but what about the prospects we gave up?
Well, it's not like that.
Like, just shut up, you miserable people.
Is the team good enough? Does Peralta make them a championship level
team? I don't know
team?
The answer to that. Well, the Dodgers are still better than them.
You just traded away
two
of your top
five
prospects.
Who are not
going to
play for me this year.
I understand that.
So?
But two of your top five prospects to get a pitcher for 1 year.
Well.
You better feel pretty damn confident that move puts you at a level where you can compete for a World Series.
I do feel
because
confident.
If you don't do that, then just to make it to 86 wins and be a wild card team to trade for Freddie Peralta and give away those two prospects, is it worth it?
Well,
that's the question we're going to find out. That's why I ask it.
Got a lot more to do today as well. The New York Giants apparently found their problem. It wasn't coaching. It wasn't bad players. It wasn't poorly run organization. Apparently the head trainer who's been there since 1932 was the problem. So let's just get rid of that guy. Of course, he's not getting fired, but they're hiring a new head trainer. So thank God John Harbaugh's here. Thank God the first thing we did was blow up the cafeteria and fire a classy man who's been with the organization for 50 years.
Look at you.
Great job. I think Super Bowl's probably happening this year for the Giants. It's on the table.
You want to talk about an organization who needed changes.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about
praising
the Mets for blowing up off of one bad year. Blowing it up.
I love
They were in the NLCS the year before.
Yeah.
Blew it up. You love it.
Yes.
The Giants have been the dregs of the NFL for a decade.
Yeah.
The head coach comes in, recognizes changes need to be made, starts making them.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, he's a problem.
Go find me a middle linebacker. Don't worry about the guy.
That process is going to begin.
You're changing the guy that duct tapes up players before games. That's the big change. Thank God you're here. Thank God you came in and told Ronnie Barnes after 50 years of service, we no longer need you to do what you do. Now, I know he's keeping his job title. The Giants very quickly backpedaled on that. After word got out, they were getting rid of Ronnie Barnes, who's been with the organization since before LT, before Phil Simms. But, I mean, that's what you had to do. That's the big change that's going to make the Giants better. A different guy with gauze. Like, oh, my Lord. We'll get to that later on. Pat Leonard's going to swing by and give us the insight on that.
Yeah.
Because there's a little battle right now amongst the insiders of who the best insider is.
Are we going to find that out definitively tonight?
Well, Pat's going to come in, so we'll find out. Knicks last night got a big dub against the Nets. The Nets are not an NBA team. Told you that yesterday. I know a lot of you probably profited off my expertise. Good for you. And a lot more. A lot more coming your way because it's going to be just a fun Thursday. It's just going to be fun.